Don't you sometimes feel that life is like a battle? But unlike those who you know who seem like winning, you feel as if you are losing? Now, whether or not you are winning or losing, what is important is that today, our message encourages us to fight the good fight. Let us pray. Aming Diyos at aming Ama, nagpapasalamat po kami sa araw na ito, na minsan pa, binigyan niyo po kami ng pagkakataon upang pag-aralan ang iyong mga salita. Gamitin mo, Panginoon, ang iyong lingkod bilang inyong messenger, that everything that shall come out of my mouth will be words of encouragement, comfort, guidance, and blessing for your people. At sa inyo po namin isinusuko ang lahat, ang aming trials, testings, temptations, our problems, our doubts, our worries, our fears, our challenges in life. And we choose today to listen to your voice. Speak to us in a very personal yet powerful way. Alam po namin kayo ang nangungusap sa amin. Yakapin mong yung mga anak. Let them feel your peace. And in the name of Jesus, we rebuke all works of Satan. At ang lahat ng gawa ng kaaway ay aming pinapalaya sa pangalan ni Jesu Cristo. And we just welcome your Holy Spirit to move powerfully and mightily in our midst as we pray all of these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, this is our prayer. And all God's people say, Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6, 11 to 13. But you, man of God, flee from all this, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who, while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, I charge you. Fight the good fight. Ito po ang pamagat ng mensahe natin para sa araw na ito. At mula po dyan sa mga verses na ating binasa sa araw na ito mula sa Biblia, marami po tayong matututunan. Pero una po sa lahat, bago tayo magtuloy-tuloy sa ating pag-aaral, nais po nating linawin na bagamat ang pamagat ng mensahe po natin is fight the good fight, hindi po nangangahulugan na ang ibig po nating sabihin, nasa sa atin ang rason kung bakit tayo magtatagumpay. On the contrary, we believe that God, through Jesus Christ, has accomplished and given to us everything that we need to become victorious in our battle in life or in our battles in life. Sinasabi lamang po natin at ito ang pamagat ng ating mensahe sa araw na ito that we can fight the good fight because it is a reminder to us that yes, first of all, that apart from God, we can do nothing. And because of God, through Jesus Christ, He has accomplished and has given to us everything that we need to be truly victorious while we are here on the earth. At pangalawa, pag sinasabi po natin fight the good fight, eh pwede pong meron itong dalawang kahulugan. Ang unang kahulugan na niyan ay yung kung ano yung binabanggit dito sa ating binasa sa 1 Timothy chapter 6, 11 to 13. At babasahin ko po muli ang ibang bahagi, ang unang bahagi ng mga verses na yan. But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Yun po yung unang kahulugan nung fight the good fight na ang ibig sabihin, yung ating pagiging Kristiyano at yung pagkatawag ng Diyos sa atin bilang Kristiyano. It is not easy to be a Christian. It's not easy to serve God. But because of God, others have done it. Others are continually doing it. And we and you can do it as well. Dahil meron po mga tao ngayon na maaring bago lang sa pananampalataya, bago lang sa isang church, and somehow are struggling because of certain reasons, and somehow even have thought of giving up. Marahil ang mensaheng ito, pinahatid ng Panginoon especially for you to remind you, don't give up. Don't give up. Because you can fight this good fight of faith. Now, kung may naglilingkod sa Panginoon at yan ang gusto ng Lord, na ang bawat Kristiyano hindi lang umaaten sa church, umuupo, pumupunta pag merong worship celebration, God wants that you'll be more than that. Others have been happy na hanggang doon na lang. In fact, some have even shied away from any service or ministry unto the Lord. Sila na ang dinalapitan, iniimbitahan ng mga leaders in the church, kitang-kita naman na may mga pangangailangan at pwede mo itumpunan, but others have just repeatedly said no, no, and no. Perhaps there are many reasons. Pwede dati na naglilingkod sa Panginoon, natisod, o di naman kayo na-discourage, nagtampo, kaya ayaw na ulit maglingkod sa Lord. O di naman kaya pwedeng napagod, na-burnout, dahil sa patong-patong at sunod-sunod na mga responsibilities in the church, hindi naman siya masyado na-train, o di naman kaya may mga pagsupog pang dumating sa buhay, he just wants to rest for now. Or others are afraid or fearful na baka hindi nila magampanan ang ganitong klaseng responsibilidad na naglilingkod sa ministry. Now, when we say fight the good fight of faith, we are being reminded that as a Christian, as a believer, kahit ano pa man yung sitwasyon mo ngayon, ano yung sitwasyon mo noon, ang gusto ng Lord, magbalik loob tayo sa Kanya and eventually maglingkod sa ministry. Na kung ikay naglilingkod na sa ministry ngayon at natetempt ka mag-give up, God is reminding you, don't. Ngunit itong fight the good fight can also be applicable not just for those who are already serving in ministry or are thinking of getting involved in ministry. Ito rin po applicable para sa sino man sa oras na ito sa kasalukuyan may mga laban sa buhay. For example, meron silang mga problemang pinagdadaanan na mag-asawa. Ikaw na lang ang gusto mag-hold on to your marriage while the other party wants to give up. You're crying every night, you're praying to the Lord to change the heart of your husband or your wife, kung sino man doon ang gustong mag-give up na in marriage, but you, in your heart, you're not giving up. Though you're discouraged, nasa pinagsasalukuyan na ito kay down, and you're fighting this battle for your marriage, this message is for you. This message is for you because God is reminding you, fight the good fight. Fight for your marriage. Or others are probably having problems with their children. Pwedeng ikay in your 30s or 40s, at ito na ngayon ang mga anak mo, nagiging teenager na, some are even rebelling, o di naman kayo, hindi kayo makapag-communicate, there's this gap in your relationship, or your child is being deceived by bad company, inaaya siya para magkaroon ng mga bisyo, natatakot ka, baka malulun nito sa masasamang mga bisyo, mapabarkata sa masama, at masira buhay. This message is for you because God is reminding you that you can fight for your child, that you can fight this good fight. O di naman kaya pati na rin sa financial challenges in life. Na maaring you're being overwhelmed by so many responsibilities. Yung kinikita mo hindi magkasya. Yung sinusweldo mo napakaliit. Yung iyong negosyo nalulugi. Yung iyong pinagkakitaan, ayan la. It's not enough to suffice for all of your needs. And somehow you are losing hope. This message is for you. Because God is reminding you that you can fight this fight for your finances. You can be set free from debt. You can be set free from unnecessary obligations. And prosperity will come your way. God is reminding you, fight the good fight. O di naman kaya meron pang ibang mga bagay na mahalaga sa iyong buhay. Isang pangarap na gusto mo ma-attain. Para bang kay hirap maabot. God is reminding you, don't give up on your dreams. Fight the good fight. And how do we do this? How can we fight the good fight? How can we fight the good fight of faith? How can we fight the fight of our lives? Number one, humble yourself. Number one, humble yourself. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 11 again says, "But you, men of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. For humility does not come naturally for all people." I do have seen and met some people who are seemingly naturally humble. May mga na-meet na tayong taong ganyan. Baka kayo din may mga naiisip na pangalan right now na pag humility ang pinag-uusapan, this friend of yours is truly humble. This relative of yours is truly humble. But to the vast majority of us, we struggle with this. In fact, maraming mga tao dito ang ikinababagsak, yung kanyang pride. May gagawin dapat na desisyon, hindi niya gagawin yung tamang desisyon dahil sa kanyang pride. And the Bible has many teachings concerning this, that foolish people, not only are they not humble, but they're unbelievably proud. At dahil sa pride na yan, marami sa mga even great men and women of God have fallen and have self-destructed. We are being reminded by this verse today na sa ating laban sa buhay, instead na maging maangas, instead na maging mayabang, totally the opposite. Christians become victorious because they are humble. At bakit po ba nagiging proud ang isang tao? Marami rin pwedeng posibleng dahilan. Pwedeng nasaktan in the past. Pwedeng napahiya. At dahil nasaktan, napahiya, yung puso naging matigas, naging bato. Kaya tuloy ko, ano man ang inaasta niya ngayon, nagmumula dun sa karanasan ng nakaraan na nakasakit sa kanya at nagpapahiya sa kanya. This can be as early as 7 years old. As early as when you were a child. All the way when you became a teenager. At lalong na-reinforce nung naging adult. At pag hindi nagamot yung mga hurts natin in the past, yung mga panahon na tayo'y napahiya, na-offend, if they remain in our hearts and in our minds and in our psyche, hanggang sa pagtanda natin, kahit Christian ka na, nasa church ka, it will always be a struggle. Kaya ang gusto ng Panginoon, yung ating puso, ang ating isipan, sinusurrender natin sa Kanya. Yes, there are things we need to surrender. There are things we need to surrender. James chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up. Sino man tao, kahit pa man siya'y nasaktan nung nakaraan, nung kanya nakalipas, siya'y napahiya, pag tinanggap niya si Jesus bilang personal Lord and Savior, this opens to us an opportunity to be healed. Gusto ng Lord magamot ang anumang hurt na meron tayo na pwedeng source ng ating pride. At dahil dyan sa hurt na yan, napipigilan tayo, nahihinder tayo upang magtagumpay sa laban sa buhay. Kaya sino man natatanggap kay Jesus bilang personal Lord and Savior, submits himself to God, surrenders to God, even the things that have hurt him in the past. Kung kinakailangan, makipag-usap sa isang counselor, sa Bible study teacher, or even the pastor, or Christian friends you see that are sincere and hopefully equipped to handle stories of this nature. At lumapit tayo sa kanila. Magpatulong tayo sa mga taong pwedeng tumulong sa atin upang magamot ang anumang hurt na meron tayo. Dahil pwedeng na-hurt tayo ng ating mga magulang, ng ating magulang, ng ating ina, ng ating ama, ng ating mga kapatid. Pwedeng na-hurt din tayo ng ating boyfriend o girlfriend, asawa, at pati na ng mga anak. Many people, even today, are walking with so many hurts. This is the source of their pride. Kailangan po yung magamot. Ilapit po natin ito sa Panginoon upang pag yan ay nagamot, ito'y nakakatulong upang tayo maging mapagkumbaba. Pero marami rin pwedeng pagmulan ng pride. Isa na dyan yung ating achievements. When this goes over our heads, pag umakyat hanggang sa ating ulo at iniisip natin hindi dahil sa Diyos kung ba tayo nagsucceed, hindi dahil sa tulong ng ibang mga tao, kundi dahil sa ating sarili lamang, this becomes pride and the devil enters in. Dahil dyan siya eksperto kung paano ang mga tao ay maging katulad niya. Yun kasi ang kanyang kibinabagsak. Nung siya mismo nagmataas, over God. Huwag po natin nahayaan na pag meron tayong mga achievements, iniisip natin it's only because of us. You must always remember to bring back and to give back all the glory to God. Lalo na pag tayo'y naging Kristiyano. Nakikita na nga natin yan ngayon na examples ng ilang mga celebrities, ilang mga hinahangaan natin, mga mayayaman, mga artista, negosyante, sports role models. Some of them have learned to truly say to God, this is all because of Him. Any achievement that they possess now, it is all because of God. At pag natutunan po natin ito, tayo'y nagiging humble. And through this humility, tayo ay nagiging matagumpay sa laban sa buhay. Kasi ang taong humble, walang anumang bagay na hindi niya gagawin para matagumpayan ang pagsubok na pinagdadaanan niya sa buhay. Pati na yung paghingi ng tawad. Na kung ang rason para malampasan niya ang isang problema sa buhay ay yung aminin niya ang kanyang pagkakamali, akuin niya ang kanyang pagkakamali, lumapit sa mga tao at humingi ng tawad sa kanila, nagtatanggupay tuloy siya. Hindi tuloy na nagiging hadlang para siya ay mag-succeed in life. Others, this is their struggle. Yun yung hurdle na kailangan nilang lampasan. Napatawarin ang mga taong nakasakit sa kanila, o di naman kaya sila may mismong umamin sa kanilang kasalanan at lumapit sa mga taong nasaktan At kahit hindi pa nagsusorry yung mga tao na may offense sa kanila, sila na nauna. That's what humble people do. And when we humble ourselves before the Lord, this is one of the ways that we become victorious, we overcome, and we're able to fight this good fight of faith and the battles that we have in life. What else? Fight the good fight as you hold on to the call. As you hold on to the call. 1 Timothy 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Meron pong tatlong bagay na mahalaga na pwede po nating matutunan mula dyan sa parte ng pinaka-main verses na binabasa natin for today's message. Una na dyan, yung paano ba tayo nagiging Christian at paano natin tinatanggap si Jesus Christ. Secondly, na ang bawat isa sa atin ay may calling na nagmumula sa Panginoon. And third, how we are able to hold on to that calling. First, yung paano ba tayo nagiging Christian. Ang isang tao ay nagiging Christian pag ang God, linapit siya sa Kanya. Na pinakikilala ng Panginoon sa Jesucristo sa atin. Salvation, being a Christian, begins with the act of God, with the touch of God, with the move of God. And dati, we are unbelievers. Dati, we did not believe God. God touches us, opens our eyes, opens our ears, makes us understand what in the past, parang walang halaga sa atin, yung message of Jesus Christ. And when God does that move, this causes us to appreciate God's message of salvation and leading us to accept Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. Minsan ginagawa natin ito na meron tayong kasama na isang Christian na nauna sa atin and they lead us in a prayer na tinatawag po natin na the prayer of acceptance. At pagkatapos natin pong gawin yung prayer na yan, dun tayo nagiging Christian. And we are discipled. Either one-on-one, or in a Bible study or a support group, and these Christians that led us to the Lord would even invite us to come to church, worship weekly, regularly, and sometimes even to attend seminars para lumalim yung ating pananampalataya sa Diyos, which will eventually lead us to understand that beyond just becoming a Christian, there is a calling. May pagkatawag ang Diyos sa ating buhay. God wants us to be a soldier for Christ. Kaya nga, ano ba ang ibig sabihin sa atin ng fight the good fight? It is about to fight the good fight of the faith. That we are now part of God's family, that we are now part of the church, that we are now a soldier for Christ. Na gusto ng Panginoon yung calling natin, malaman natin, gampanan natin, tuparin natin ito for the glory of God and for the expansion of His kingdom. Meron kang talents, giftings, abilities. Gusto ng Lord, gamitin mo yan for ministry. Halimbawa sa music, meron sa atin marunong tumugtog, pag-gitara, pag-drums, pag-keyboard, and even other instruments like saxophone, violin, or even the flute. Gusto ng Lord, wag lang natin gamitin yan for entertainment purposes or sometimes even for financial reasons. Let us use it for the glory of God. At kung maaari, pag tayo naglilingkod sa Panginoon sa music ministry, kung sa labas nagpapabayad tayo, para tayo ay kumita because of music, sa church, wag na tayo magpabayad. I-volunteer natin yung ating service. Dahil pag tayo naglilingkod at binabayaran tayo, ang ibig sabihin po nun, wala nang obligasyon ng Diyos para pagpalain ka kasi nabayaran ka na ng tao. E sino gusto natin na mag-bless sa atin, kapwa-tao o Diyos? E di syempre, ako doon sa Diyos na. Dahil yung pwede ibigay ng kapwa-tao, napakaliit. Kumpara sa pwede ibigay sa atin ng Diyos na napakalawak at napakalaki. And we do it for love. We do it for love. Wala naman po masama kung meron din mga churches na sa kagustuhan nilang ma-encourage ang mga musicians tumutugtog sa kanilang church, inaabutan nila ng love gift. That's what we call it, love gift. Hindi bayad. At dapat din itong tanggapin. Ngunit, bigyan man tayo ng church o hindi nila tayo bigyan ng love gift, yung musician na may talent, kahit pa nga yung talent na yan, kung sa labas ng church ay ginagamit niya para kumita ng pera, pero pag nasa church, ginagamit niya for the glory of God, God will bless you. Kasi ganyan ang gusto ng Panginoon. Makita mo na yung pagtugtog mo at kung bakit magaling ka sa pagtugtog, may interest ka sa pagtugtog, bakit nagkaroon ka na karanasan tumugtog kung saan-saan mga lugar, nakilala ka pati kay sikat, part pala yun ng rason ng calling mo sa God. Lahat ng yun was part of God preparing you. All of that was God preparing you to fulfill your calling to be a musician for God. At bukod pa po dun, higit naman dyan sa pagtugtog, marami pang ibang ministry sa church. Tulad ngayon, ang mga churches ay may mga media ministry. Mahusay ka sa computer. Mahusay ka sa creative arts. Hindi lang sa sayaw, hindi lang sa drama, pero even media arts. Baka gamitin ng Lord lahat ng yan. Yung galing mo sa pag-arte, galing mo sa paggawa ng mga creative ideas, put it all together, use it for the ministry. Iba naman, halimbawa, mahusay magmaneho or driver, may lisensya, may kotse. They offer their license, they offer their cars, nagpapagamit sila for transportation ministry. Pagluluto, may mga magagaling magluto. And the list can just go on and on and on. Ang point, ang bawat isa sa atin, there's something in you that God has placed. Many things have happened in your life. They were all part of God's preparation. At ang gusto ng Lord, makita mo ngayon kung paano yung lahat ng yan is your calling in the Lord. And you should hold on to that call. Kasi dyan ka magiging victorious sa buhay. Na kahit anong mangyaring pagsubok sa iyo, may problema ka sa trabaho, may problema ka sa pamilya, may problema ka sa visa, may problema ka sa citizenship, may problema ka sa napakaraming mga bagay. And the devil is an expert in pouring so many problems to you, making these problems more complicated. Pero nakita niya, in spite of, makikita ng Diablo, in spite of, nagpapatuloy ka sa paglilingkod sa Panginoon. That's how you win. In spite of the trials, in spite of the testings, you hold on to the call. You keep on serving God. You fight the good fight. And how do we hold on to this call? Volunteer yourself. Don't wait for people to come to you. Iba, doon palang talo na eh. Kasi, ay, magsaserve lang ako pag may nag-invite sa akin. Eh, paano ko walang mag-invite? Baka hindi naman nila sinasadya na hindi ka na-invite. Baka hindi lang nila alam. Ikaw na mag-volunteer. That's how you hold on to the call. Ikaw na mismo nagsasabi. At just in case, kakulangan man nila yun. Napunan. At hindi ginamit ng Diablo para mapigilan ka sa paglilingkod. At dahil doon, magpapatuloy ka na magiging victorious in life. At pag nandudun ka na, minsan ikay napapagod. Minsan ikay masyadong na-overwhelmed with responsibilities. Magpabawas ka lang siguro. O di kaya magpahinga ng saglit. Pero huwag naman sobrang tagal. At pag ikaw na may nakapagpahinga na, bumalik ka ulit, magsilbi ka sa Panginoon. Pwedeng sa kasalukuyan, may mga nakikinig ng message na ito, nandudun sila sa ganong sitwasyon. Minsang napagod, gusto ngayong magpahinga. Okay lang yun. Nobody should judge you for that. However, huwag mong patagalin. Huwag masyadong matagal. Do whatever it takes. Get some sleep, get some rest. Probably sometimes even to visit other ministries para maiba naman, makarinig ka ng iba, pero bumalik ka doon sa calling mo. Bumalik ka doon sa paglilingkod na binigay sa iyo ng Lord. Don't let the devil win in your ministry. Serve God. At kung sobrang hirap para sa iyo makabalik sa ministry, get some help. Gaya nga na sinabi natin kanina sa unang bahagi ng message na ito, humble yourself. Baka kailangan mo na ng tulong, ng advice, ng counseling. Don't be embarrassed, don't be ashamed. Kahit pa nga 10 years ka ng Christian, 15 years ka ng Christian, naging mataas na responsibility mo doon sa dating church, baka pastor ka pa nga dati. But don't allow these things to hinder you from seeking help para makabalik ka sa ministry so that you can truly hold on to the call that God has given you. Na ano po ang ibig sabihin nito? There are verses that we also need to memorize. There are verses in the Bible that we need to memorize that will help us. Psalm 119, 104 to 106. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it, that I will follow your righteous laws. Ano po ang ibig sabihin po nun? Ang dami natin mga binanggit kanina, pero in spite of all of that, kung wala ang word of God sa ating puso, how can we hold on to the call of God? Kaya napakahalaga. Hindi lang natin inaaral ang salita ng Diyos, pero meron tayong mga tinatandaan mga verses na pag nandun ka na sa moment na gusto mo mag-quit, nandun ka na sa moment na gusto mo na mag-give up, you won't. Because the Holy Spirit of God is reminding you of these memory verses, of these verses you have memorized that strengthens you, that reminds you, that sometimes even rebukes you na gusto mo na mag-quit, mag-give up, and then God reminds you through His Word, don't. Kaya limbawa ngayon, nakikinig ka nitong message na to. May mga verses kang naririnig, and some of them, nagkaroon ng impact sa buhay mo. Tandaan mo yan. Isulat mo. Type it on your cellphone, on your tablet, or other device. Remember those verses. O di naman kaya nagbabasa ka ng Bible on your own. At sa isang mahabang chapter, may nakita kang isa, napaka-applicable at practical sa iyong buhay. I-circle mo yun, memorize mo yun. Paulit-ulitin mo yan sa iyong utak. Gawin mong memory verse. And that's why some people, they hold on to the calling of God. Because of the Word. Which leads us to another point for today's message. Have His way. Have His way. And this is our last point for today. 1 Timothy chapter 6:13 says, in the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, I charge you. Ano po sabi doon? Who gives life to everything? Lahat po ng bagay na meron po tayo galing sa Diyos. Kung kailangan natin ng lakas, bibigyan ka ng lakas ng Diyos. Kung kailangan po natin ng miracle, kaya kang bigyan ng miracle ng Panginoon. Kung you're stuck in a situation na para bang hindi ka na makalabas, nakakahon, nakagapos, nakatali, ang dami mong excess baggage, there's just so many problems and very few solutions or no solution at all. Remember this, God can work in your life in such a way that even the impossible becomes possible. May mga bagay na dapat po natin ipagkatiwala sa Diyos. There are things that we can do, we should do them. May mga bagay na ibinibigay sa iyo ng Lord na dapat mong gawin. That's our point. Hindi naman ibig sabihin na we entrust everything to the Lord, wala na tayong gagawin. Kasi ang Lord Himself wants us to do certain things. So He gives you those things. Do them and do them well. Pero pag alimbawa, ginawa mo na lahat ng pwede mong gawin, lahat ng sa tingin mo pinagagawa sa iyo ng Panginoon, yan na ngayon ang ibig sabihin ng faith. Yung pagtitiwala sa Panginoon, pag-i-entrust sa Kanya, you're saying to God, have your way. Because there are things only God can do. There are things only God can do. Psalm 91, verse 1 to 2. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. I like that part of the verse when it said, my God, in whom I trust. Say that again to yourself. My God, in whom I trust. At yan po ang tinuturo sa atin ng Lord kung paano tayo magtiwala sa Kanya. And trusting does not come easily for all people. Some of us trust easily, sometimes even to a fault, to other people, while others trust God very little. Yun naman yung mali. Na minsan sa kapwa-tao, we trust them so much, pero pagdating sa Diyos, sa Kanya nagdududa tayo. That's what faith is about. That's what growing in our faith is about. That as we grow in our faith in God, nag-aaral tayo ng salita ng Diyos, ina-apply natin ang salita ng Diyos, ini-share natin ang salita ng Diyos, God is teaching us to trust in Him. Kaya ano sabi natin kanina dun sa isang bahagi ng ating mensahe? Memorize the verses. Because when we memorize the verses, or at least some of the verses that are important in the Bible, we establish our faith in God. Na pag ito na, nagda-doubt, nag-worry, nag-fear, gusto natin mag-give up, these verses, the Holy Spirit, they remind us of these verses. And we're reminded that there are things that only God can do. Minsan napakahirap tanggapin nun na wala ka nang pwedeng magawa. Na ginawa mo na lahat, ano pa ba ang pwede pang gawin? And maybe this is what God is teaching you, to trust God completely. Ano bang bagay sa buhay mo ngayon na kailangan mo ang intervention ng God? Maybe today, this is what God is saying, trust in God. Trust in Him completely. Philippians chapter 3 verse 12 to 14 says, not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal. But I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. What is the challenge for us? The challenge for us today is simply this. Press on. Kung gusto mo na mag-give up, gusto mo na mag-quit, punong-puno ka ng worry, doubts, and fears, press on. Kung may mga nangyari man in the past, ano sabi sa atin doon sa verse? Forget what is past. Forget what is past. Some of you are struggling about the past. The Bible is teaching us, you are being reminded even today. Forget what is past. If you've been hurt, there are hurts because of the past, let God heal you today. Let God heal your mind. Let God heal your heart. But forget what is past. At ano sabi sa atin dito, press on. Press on with the calling that God has given unto you. Furthermore, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 4 verse 7, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Ang prayer po natin, this is what all of us will be able to say in front of God. Pag dumating na yung panahon na kailangan tayong magharapan kasama siya, ito na ngayon yung masasabi niya, Lord, tingnan mo naman, by your grace, I was able to fight the good fight. Ibinanggit dyan, race. We're familiar with races, whether it's a car race or a marathon race, may contest, may competition. Sometimes we prepared very hard for it. And then ito na yung actual day nung race or nung competition. Nakita mo, ang dami-dami mga tao, bigla kang kinabahan. Sabi nga nila, parang dinadaga. I've met some people, I've encouraged certain people, I've counseled certain people. Minsan kasama pa nila ako dun sa race na yan, sa competition na yan, and just a few more seconds, siya nasasampa, would suddenly say, ayoko na po, natatakot na po ako, ayoko nang ituloy. Sabi ko, pagkatapos ng lahat ng preparasyon na ginawa mo, ipinanalangin na natin yan. Wala namang masama na kinakabahan. Dahil maganda pa nga minsan na kinakabahan. Just don't allow na yung kaba will overcome you to the point that you will not pursue the race. And sometimes in life, we are the same. You go to Bible studies, you go to worship celebrations, you listen to messages like this, and then you keep on saying to yourself the memory verses you've memorized. But pero ito na ngayon yung laban ng buhay, kaharap mo na, rubber meets the road, you're being faced with the reality of life, nasa na ngayon yung faith? Some people ang galing minsan magsalita at magpayo sa ibang mga tao. Pero pag siya na may mabigat na problema, nawawala na lahat ng memory verses. Nawawala na lahat ng kapayapaan, yung pagiging kampante. Magaling lang pala magsalita at magpayo sa iba. Pero pag siya na may mabigat na pagsubok, nag-give up. Yung iba pa nga, biglang napapamura, nakakapagsabi ng masasakit na salita, nagpo-post ng status on social media, discouraging others. And some people are questioning, eh di ba yan yung ang galing pa magturo sa Bible study, nagpipreach pa kung saan. Ngayon biglang, ano na nangyari? There's this race. There's this battle in life. God has already won everything that you need to become victorious. All we have to do is to believe that we can become victorious. That we can fight this good fight of faith and win. And God wants you to win. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Nagpapasalamat po kami sa pagkakataon na binigyan niyo po sa amin upang mapaalalahanan that we can fight the good fight and win. Forgive us, Lord, for the moments na harapang gusto na namin mag-give up, mag-quit. Patawarin mo po kami sa mga panahon na nagdududa kami maging sa inyong kapangyarihan upang kami ay makalagpas, upang kami maging matagumpay. Help us, Lord, even today by your Holy Spirit, to be reminded of the verses in the Bible, in Scripture, that will strengthen us, that will strengthen our resolve, that will empower us to be truly victorious. And we pray for the hurting, for people who even today, Lord God, needs healing from you. Touch them, Lord. Heal their mind, heal their heart, and let them overcome their pride to become truly humble, to be able to hold on to the call and to entrust everything unto God, to believe that through God, we can do great things. Miracles can happen when we allow the Lord to have His way. Father, we thank you because we know that even today you are blessing your people, you are touching your people, and no one who's hearing this message today will leave and end listening to this message without experiencing the presence and the power of God. Release it, Lord, even today upon your people. as you pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, this is our prayer. All God's people say, Amen.